Robin Hood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy New Year. I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. 2018 ended on a sad, sad note. My dearest friend and the co-founder of Berkshire Style, Paul Coughlin, died suddenly last Sunday. It was a great shock and a tremendous loss to all of us who loved him. I would like to remember and celebrate him here today. Paul Coughlin. It took me a while to learn to pronounce his name properly. He was an Irish Roman Catholic from New Jersey. I am a WASP from Westchester County. Two very different worlds, but we loved one another. We had a history, a cherished relationship filled with long talks, life decisions, and colorful stories. We would often laugh without control at the absurdities of the world and of our own lives. Sometime, well over 20 years ago, we met. At the time, Paul was photographing dogs, and so was I. We knew of one another by reputation only. I was in a fitting room at Country Road, a ladies' clothing store in New York City, trying on trousers. I know Paul told me what he was doing there, but I can't remember. I heard this voice at a nearby register saying, "I'm Paul Coughlin." I quickly dressed and went into the showroom. "Paul, I'm Tony Tucker," I said. I can't remember if we fell into each other's arms actually or metaphorically. We were both delighted and bonded ever since. Through the years, Paul was my professional guide, my teacher, and my friend. Whether it was helping me learn to use Photoshop when manuals failed, or a spirited introduction to the value of YouTube at coffee last week. It's fair to say that Paul co-authored Zen Dog with me, although with his unfailing modesty, he refused to take any credit. He introduced me to Judy Adler, who conceived the book, and to his agent, Susan Gollum, for my first venture into the world of publishing. I knew nothing about creating a proposal, scanning images, editing content. I remember one night it was 10 o'clock. We were still at Kinko's scanning photographs for submission. Paul was exhausted. I begged him to stay with me until I was finished. Of course he did. Together we had a dream of an online magazine celebrating the Berkshires, where I lived at the time. It may even have been Paul's idea, but we both loved it, and together we set out to create Berkshire Style, an online resource and magazine, an ode to this glorious region. I did my research in the country, then commuted to New York every other week to work with Paul. Together we created what I believe to be a photographic and editorial tribute to the area and its aesthetic. He was both the inspiration and co-creator. Without him, Berkshire Style would not exist. What were his qualities I valued most? His compassion. He listened to both our joys and our failures. He enjoyed everyone he knew, even those he met on the street. We all became subjects of his stories. His humor and his tales. Paul was an amazing storyteller with the skill of the Irish. He could take forever describing a scene, an event, a person, usually with a funny ending. Paul, my friend, I will miss those laughs. His talent. Paul was an artist, a man of so many, writing, drawing, design, graphics, it was hard to contain them. He had an internal sense of design that permeated every decision he made, from the purchase of a teacup to the design of a website. His sense of process. I was always in a hurry to get it done, but Paul wouldn't allow it. He said, "This is just the beginning, Tony. Perhaps we can try something else, another arrangement, another color." We worked until we made it better and then had to look again the next morning. Everything was a work in progress. His love of dogs. We both adored them. We shared stories of Maisie, Farron, and of all my continuous parade. He was there to trade tales of ridiculous adventures at the dog park, to advise me on medical decisions, and to comfort me when I melted down in pain over a sickness or a death. Most of all, I will miss his friendship, our late night call, our coffees at Starbucks on Astor Place, our artistic collaboration, our shared decisions on the next right life moves, our walks through the thrift shops of Manhattan, and his interest in my life and in those of his friends. He created a community, his own community, and remained loyal to us all. Rest in peace, Paul. Know that you have brought great change and joy to my life, and you will be in my heart forever. And as we discussed many times, you're now in a far, far better place and with the angels. Our favorite thing this week? Interested in stretching your improvisational skills? Ever dream of an onstage career? On January 12th, you can attend an improv comedy workshop at the Kent Library, brought to you by CTV192. Read more on our site. Out on a limb, Catherine Boughton muses on the changes in our work habits brought about by the telephone and the internet and Wi-Fi access. How does she work these days? And oh, by the way, how would history have changed if Robert E. Lee had phoned home? Happening this week, a look at a few fun and interesting things to do, a deeper dig into our community and its vibrant offerings. Berkshire Kitchen, Tan Tem Men Ramen Soup, in honor of the New Year celebrated by many cultures in many different ways. One of Jane's favorite noodle dishes. It's a spicy noodle soup laced with chili oil and soybean paste, served in a savory miso broth. Country Homes, the quintessential estate, classic, elegant, warm, and inviting. The house is renovated, an 18th century federal, with five bedrooms and an attached guest house. It sits on 8 acres of beautifully landscaped grounds with mature plantings, specimen trees, stone wall, and a formal boxwood garden. Please visit us at Berkshire Style. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful, wonderful week and great joy in 2019.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.